Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this money.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. All right, I gotta make this quickie quick because I have three episodes to record before my kids make their first wake up of the night because they are not sleeping through the night. I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. We're gonna make it do what it do. So today we're gonna talk about something that I am really passionate about. And I've said this before, I've talked about this at length, but I haven't talked about it recently. So here we go. Your brand and your branding matters. As a business, as a company, as a CEO, you need to get it into your head that your brand and your branding matters. And I mean this in the nicest way possible. But something that I see time and time again is a lot of business owners, you know, we've heard things like, you don't need a website, you don't need a photo shoot, you don't need this, that, and the third. And that's just simply not the truth, okay? I've said this before, I will say it again. This is a battle I am willing to fight, and I know I will win this battle. But your brand and your branding actually does matter. Your brand is how you and how other people perceive your business, right? So your brand is things like your values, your company promise, your mission, your vision, your history, your story, the emotions or the experience that people are associating with your company. That is your brand, like your overall brand, right? So, you know, you think about like when you think about Chick-fil-A's brand, in my opinion, is customer service, right? Like their brand is a very serving brand, okay? Whereas branding are the things that you do to manage and influence your brand. So for example, your branding would be things like the visuals, how you articulate the brand, right? So your copy, your colors, your fonts, your logo, what you post on social media, what you post on your website, the words on your actual website, the words on your sales pages, right? That is your branding, right? Your photos, right? The photo shoots, the visuals, like I said. So using the Chick-fil-A example, we know the cows, right? We know the cows are part of their branding. It's part of their visuals. Something else that we know their branding for is like that cute little C that's in a, like a chicken C or whatever. We know that as their branding, right? So that is the difference between like your brand and your branding, but both of them matter. Both of them are very essential because here's the truth. It is hard, okay? It is hard to sell high ticket when you look low ticket. Like that is just the truth. And the reason why is because trust will be lacking, and that is a brand problem. So something that I see happen to a lot of business owners is that, you know, we're told, oh, you know, have a high ticket offer, especially as moms, right? Or especially as, you know, maybe you might have a small following or something. Everybody always says, oh, sell high ticket. Okay, but y'all don't tell us that like our brand needs to also match the price point, right? Like it needs to look consistent. If we're taking iPhone photos and trying to sell a $2,000 package, a $1,000 package, people are not going to trust us, right? And people are not going to buy. This is why I have always recommended at least a yearly photo shoot. Now, if you've been following me since the She's a Creative days, you know that I was telling y'all to do a photo shoot every month. So I done got better. Like I really have gotten better in terms of like how often you should do photo shoots, but you should at least do a photo shoot yearly. You need to have a website and sales pages. You need to have a cohesive feed. And I know that this is stuff that people, you know, not argue against. And I honestly don't know why, because in the 2024th year of our Lord and Savior, brand and branding actually does matter. The visuals matter. The aesthetics matter. The story you're telling, it all matters. Okay. I mean, again, this is a hill. This is a battle that I'm willing to fight because it's true. There have been so many studies that have come out in the last couple of years, asking different questions like, do people care about a cohesive feed? Do people care about, you know, photo shoots and brand visuals and all these kind of things? These questions are being asked in these like broad studies, right? Like huge studies are being done. These questions are being asked, and it's skewing very heavily to people do care about a curated experience. People really do care about and they trust a company more when they have a very clear brand identity, very clear branding. And it's not to say that you have to have one aesthetic, right? Like, I'm not saying we have to do the beige aesthetic because, like, I mean, I might dress with the beige girl aesthetic, but like, my brand is not a beige aesthetic at all. So it's not saying that you have to have like one specific, brand color or anything. It's nothing like that. It's just the point that there needs to be some cohesion and it needs to match the price point you're trying to charge, right? We cannot be selling high ticket offers with low ticket branding, right? It just, the math doesn't math visually and people will not trust it. Like that's the root issue here, is that trust will be broken and it's going to be a hard time to restore the trust when the visuals or when the brand just doesn't match up, right, to what your price point is. And like I said, it's why I recommend the yearly photo shoot. It's why I'm always saying, yes, you do need a website. You do need sales pages. Like, I know people that are like, oh, you can have a Google Doc that has all your, you know, all your information for your thing. Listen, I'm telling you, like, I might tell you a joke, but I ain't gonna tell you a lie. Honey, it don't work. Now, I'm not saying that this is across the board because there are some instances where it does work, right? If you're beta launching something, right? You can get away with not having the branding and the sales page and all that kind of stuff put together, right? Because it's the right context. But I have yet to see somebody that's on round 5 of their program or, you know, in year 5 of their business who they're still, you know, putting their sales page in a Google Doc. No, right? Their copy might be there so that their web designer can put it on the website, but like they're not sending people, oh, here's the Google Doc for you to find out all about this. Now, again, I want to be clear and say, it's okay to start quick and dirty, right? If you're new in your business, if you're launching a new offer, it's okay to do things dirty. I do it all the time where I will wake up, I'll come up with an idea and I don't worry about, oh, let me make a sales page. Let me do this. Let me do a photo shoot for it. No, I don't do all that, right? Because it's a new offer. I am testing a concept. I'm testing an idea. It might be a beta offer, right? So in that case, it's okay to let things start messy. When I restarted the membership started very, very like quick and dirty. Like it literally was just a checkout page. I didn't even have a sales page for it. But after I got the first round of people in it, I made a sales page for it, right? Because that is the brand, right? The brand and the branding does matter, because feedback that I got from people that didn't join when I first launched it was, oh, there were no testimonials. There were no this, there was no that. The brand wasn't there. It didn't match, right? The price of the offer, even though it was a low ticket offer, the price of the offer, they didn't trust me, right? The trust was lacking. And so we have to think about this when we are selling our offers, when we are in business, period. Your brand and your branding matters. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that like blows my mind. The same people that are telling us things like, you don't need a website, you don't worry about a photo shoot, my photos are taken with my iPhone, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, and again, I'm good for an iPhone photo too, right? There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that you need to have a photo shoot every month like I used to, but you know, the same people that are saying that, these same people also on the back end invest thousands of dollars. They invest so much time in building and cultivating a brand identity. So those brand values, their company promise, their mission, their vision, their story, right? The emotions they want people to experience when they're interacting with their company, they spend thousands of dollars on that. They spend thousands of dollars on nailing their copy, right? Which is all branding, right? They build their community culture and they have a theme on their Instagram. Like if you look at their Instagram, they're using very, you know, specific colors, like it's all cohesive. And they sell you that, right? They sell you the dream that you don't need to worry about a website, photography, sales page. Meanwhile, on the back end, they have all those things. Like they literally have all those things. And I get it. Like, this is why, like, I'm just so like, hey guys, let's give the context. Like, let's give the full context. It's why I said your branding matters. But if you are launching an offer, if you're beta testing something, it's okay to just start quick and dirty. We need to give the full context, right? We need to give both sides of the story, because these people that have $1 million companies, $1 million brands, multiple $1 million brands and stuff like that, they are brands. Like they have branding. They have nailed their own brand identity and their brand message. And so it's a lie to say that, oh, your website doesn't matter, this doesn't matter, when secretly they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on those things, right? So I mean, I'm gonna cut it to you straight, boo. Okay, because I would be not telling you the truth if I just acted like, oh yeah, I did all this, you know, I've made multiple five-figure months or consistently made multiple five-figure months and I don't have to worry about branding, right? Now my branding does change, but the brand itself doesn't change. And even though my branding, like the visuals may change, it changes to match my brand, like my actual brand identity. So it's still very, very cohesive and it's still very intentional and very strategic. And that is the missing link. And this is why, like, sometimes I will, you know, when I'm doing like audits of people's content, or if people are, you know, even inside the membership, like we've been talking a lot more about content, obviously because of the action plans, I'm very quick to be like, hey, this is not very well, like placed. Like somebody had submitted a graphic for a workshop they were doing. And I was like, hey, this is not blind girl friendly, right? I consider myself a blind girl. And I'm like, this is not blind girl friendly. Change this, just this, that, and the third, right? Because the branding, the visuals, it does matter, right? Your visuals could be the thing that makes or breaks the sale. And I know it sounds shallow, but when you think about it, on social media, you have seconds to stop the scroll because the visuals matter, right? If the visuals didn't matter, It maybe there will be another reason why we have to stop the scroll, right? It wouldn't be the visuals. The visuals actually do matter. The brand actually matters. If people go to your reel, or if they go to your blog, or if they go to your website and you don't catch their attention because your colors are all over the place, or you know, because your website doesn't make any sense or whatever, people aren't going to want to invest thousands of dollars with you because they're going to be like, yo, why would I invest thousands of dollars with somebody that didn't even spend $100 to get their colors together? Now, I'm not saying that that's how much it costs. I don't know how much it costs, but I'm just saying, for example, you know, people aren't going to trust you if they feel like you don't have it together, right? So the brand and the branding actually does matter. And, you know, okay, I'm not going to go there right now. Listen, low effort branding is just not going to convert, right? Low effort branding does not convert higher ticket. And when I'm saying higher ticket, I'm saying like, you know, $500 and up, you're going to have a much harder time converting if your brand and your branding is not at, I mean, I don't think there's one set level it needs to be at, but you know. That's what I'm saying. You know, if your brand is just looking like you just slapped something together, or if you're, you know, just there's no cohesion in the colors, or if you really are taking it seriously when people say, oh, I don't need a website, right? Like, I don't need a sales page. Like, then how are people even inquiring, right? How are people even finding out what your offer is or finding out more details about your offer? Do they always have to get on a call with you? I have a whole other bone to pick about making people get on the call with you to find out what you offer. That's, well, for the most part, it's not going to happen, right? And I mean, and that's a whole different conversation. But I'm saying all this to say your brand and your branding matters. Get a photo shoot. Do a yearly photo shoot. Do at least once a year. If at all possible, do two a year, right? Get a photo shoot. Get some brand colors, right? Get some brand colors that convey the message that you want to convey, right? Get a logo that's nicely done, or get on Canva and make a nice logo, right? So that you can have some cohesion in your branding. When you're creating your social media content, make sure the colors match, right? Don't use 5,000 colors. Now, I do have a problem with that, I'm gonna be honest. I'll be posting like a bunch of colors on my feed, but that's okay, right? Like sometimes we're just playing with things and that's okay. But let's get some cohesion. Your brand and your branding does matter. And I do wanna say the other piece, right? I don't want you to get caught up in the weeds. I don't want you to get so caught up that you're focusing on, you know, oh, I need to make a sales page for all my offers, or I got to make a sales page for this offer, or, you know, I got to, you know, focus on my website and stuff like that, especially if you don't have clients, right? If you don't have clients, or if you're launching a new offer, right? If that's the case, I don't want you to get caught up in the weeds of that. It's okay to be in beta. It's okay to be testing out new ideas. It's okay to be new in business, right? When you're new in business, you're probably not going to have your brand just perfectly planned out and perfectly in place. But, and you might be in a season where like right now you're just having conversations in the DMs, right? To sign your first few clients. That's okay, right? This is not for the person that like you just started your business this year or last year, right? This is for those of us that have been in business for 2 years, you know, or a whole year, right? 2 years, 3 years, and you still don't have things together. It's like, come on now, be for real. And then also, if you've been in business for a while, baby, it is time to invest in legitimate branding. So I've invested in different pieces of my branding. And then this year, I'm going to really invest. Well, I've already started investing in the entire complete thing. I am 4.5 years or maybe 5 years. I can't remember, but I'm one of those in the game. And a lot of stuff, because I'm a creative, I've been able to do myself. But this year, I was like, you know what? I really want to invest in someone to just put it all together for me. And so I've already invested in like my brand kit, I guess is what you call it. But basically, it's like all the colors, the fonts, all that kind of stuff. I'm having somebody else actually redesign the Moms Do Business. The Moms Do Business different logo. Like, there are different pieces that I'm having redone this year just so that it can really just reflect what my brand is, right? It is important. Your brand and your branding really does matter. And anybody that tells you otherwise, anybody that tells you like, oh, don't worry about this, that, and the third, they're not telling you the full truth, right? They're not telling you the full truth. And as somebody that has sold literally any price point that there is to probably sell at this, well, not any price point. I haven't sold like a $100,000 offer, but like I've sold at a lot of different price points. I've helped clients sell at a lot of different price points. I watch the market. I read all the reports. I'm telling you for a fact, your brand and your branding matters. Your, you know, how you are articulating your brand message. And it doesn't have to be perfect, right? This is the thing I want to say. These things don't have to be perfect, but effort and thought needs to go into it. Someone needs to be able to look at your brand, look at your branding, and they should be able to know like, okay, I fully understand what this company does, what this business does. I fully understand what direction we're going in. I fully understand whether or not this offer is or isn't for me. And even if they do have questions, because it's not to say people won't have questions, but if they do have questions, they should be able to easily figure out how to get their questions answered, how to go to the next step. And it should be in a compelling way, right? And so if visually you're not keeping their attention, why would they want to go deeper with you? Why? Like really, why would someone want to go deeper with you if you're not, I don't want to say interesting, because that's, I don't want to say it like that, but if it doesn't look appealing, if it doesn't look interesting, if it doesn't, you know, flow properly, if they can't find additional details without having to get on a call with you, why would they want to spend money with you? Why would they want to spend big money with you when you make it so complicated to actually experience any kind of interaction with you? You know, like imagine if I had to call Chick-fil-A to find out what they have on the menu. You know, like, and I know this is like a little bit like off on a side tangent, because like obviously Chick-fil-A, but like what if Chick-fil-A, like when we got there, there was no menu board. So literally I have to just ask them like, oh, well, what all do you sell? I wouldn't want to keep going there. It's the same thing with our businesses. Like, have a sales page. They don't have to ask you what all do you offer? Like, it just, your brand and your branding really does matter. I'm getting off on a tangent on this. I'm only getting off on a tangent because, you know, the Threads girlies be getting me tight, honey. They be getting me all type of sideways. And I saw this argument going on and I'm like, okay, let me talk to my people, my mamas, right? Because we can't keep having this argument when the proof is in the sales, right? And one thing that I will say is that there are a lot of people who make a lot of money and they, you know, kind of talk against investing in certain things if it's not what they offer. And I just want you to think to yourself, whenever you see someone saying like, don't do this or ditch this or whatever, I want you to think to yourself, like, what is in it for them, right? What is the agenda for them? A lot of people have a hidden agenda, right? If you invest in branding, a lot of times it's anywhere from, you know, on the low end, 3,000 to upwards of 10,000 plus. So you investing in branding for maybe a coach, that might mean a loss of a sale for them, right? Because maybe this year you can only invest in one or the other, right? And it's not to say that one investment is better than the other. I would never go that far to say that. But some people do have that mindset, right? Some people have that mindset of like, you know, it is what, like, if it's going to be them or me, I want you to pick me, right? And that's not fair. Like, it does you a huge disservice. And I'm not saying, I want to be clear, I'm not saying for you to go out and invest $3,000 right now in branding or anything. I'm just saying that for yourself, start working on your branding. Be intentional. Like, get a photo shoot. If nothing else, get a photo shoot, right? A photo shoot will just uplift everything that you're doing almost instantly, right? Because your sales pages will look nicer and well put together. Your social media content will look branded and put together. Like, a photo shoot right there will do enough. And I know I'm a little biased because I'm a photographer, but I mean, having really nice colors, right? Like, colors that actually complement each other. Oh my gosh, I like some people, you know, if you don't understand color psychology or color theory, maybe invest in, like, they have these different templates that you can buy. I think it's on like Etsy or something. And you can buy pre-made color packets, right? So like all the colors that you need will be right there and all the codes and everything. So you don't have to make it up. You can just use their color palette. You can look on Pinterest. Pinterest has a lot of ideas on like what colors like different brands are. Use those, because I see a lot of people who pick colors that just don't go well together. And it's like, come on guys, like we need to get this together, right? Because your brand and your branding, it really does matter. So this is not a bash. I hope that this doesn't come across as me like bashing anybody and their brand. I really just want to speak out about the idea that these things don't matter, because they're actually very, very relevant and they're very important the higher ticket your offers are, right? So the more you're charging for your offers, the more important it becomes that you are very mindful of the way that you are portraying your brand, the way that the visuals actually look, because it really does make a difference. And people, you know, they do judge you based off of how things look. Like, and you know what? I think that's the core thing here too, to think about. You have to remember that human nature is to judge, right? And human nature, we judge off of the first look, the first impression, what we see, right? What our eyes see. And so if that's the case, you want to be thinking to yourself, when someone sees my brand, when someone sees my Instagram page, when someone sees my podcast art or whatever, what do they think, right? Like, you just have to think that way to yourself. And it can be hard to hear, right? Like a lot of people liked my last cover of the podcast, but I absolutely hated it. I really did. And it was only because like there was nothing special and it did not convey my brand at all. I feel like this cover art really conveys what the brand is. And I really like it now. There are some things that I wish I could change, and I probably am going to change them, or have somebody, I'll just pay somebody to do it the way it needs to be done. But, you know, this one's better, right? This one's better as far as I'm concerned, it's better. But, you know, there have been times, oh my gosh, if you would have seen my very first podcast cover art, you'd be like, girl, the glow up is real. Actually, you can see it. It's on Instagram. Maybe I'll tag the post so you can see my very first one. But baby, the first one was just a hot mess express. I mean, it was just so much pink, so much, it was so much going on there. But I mean, it's growth, right? And it's okay, because honestly, when I look at that image, it matched, right? The branding matched the brand, right? The branding matched the brand. The branding matched the value of, and I don't mean value in like, oh, you know, the brand was cheap, but it matched the value of the offers that I was trying to sell, right? I wasn't selling, you know, $10,000 offers, right? So it's like the branding did match the brand at the time and my brand experience, right? It matched all those things. So it's not to say like, if you're new, you know, like, again, I don't want you to go and drop, you know, $5,000, $10,000 in your branding. I just want you to really think to yourself, okay, how am I presenting myself, right? How am I visually portraying what it is that I do? Do I have a website? Do I have sales pages, right? And your sales page, I mean, I'm not saying you got to put it on a website. You can think outside the box, right? Something that I really like people doing is like using their CRM tool as a sales page. So I like when people have like a HoneyBook page and they will, or a Dubsado form. Like for me, I have a Dubsado form, and you put like all this information, like people really make them look super pretty. And mine is okay. Like it could be prettier, but you know, people will like, you know, it basically looks like a website, like it looks like a sales page, but it's a Dubsado form, right? You can totally do that. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, just go and create a website today, but we got to put some thought into the experience. We got to put some thought into the branding and how things look, because people are judging that, right? People are judging that, and people are judging if they have to hunt and search for information. Something that I see a lot of people talking about is, you know, like, why, like, don't make me have to jump through hoops to find out about your offer. That is part of your brand. That is part of your branding, right? If you present yourself as someone who makes people, you know, jump through hoops just to find out about your offer or to find more details about your offer, or if you make people, this is one that I just like, it really grinds my gears when people don't tell you the price until the very end of the form, and you're like, wow, like I wish I would have known the price before, because maybe I wouldn't have filled out the whole form, but whatever, you know. So anyway, this is me getting off on a whole side note, tangent rant, but I just want to say that your brand and your branding, it really does matter to the overall experience that your clients and your potential clients are having with you. And it's not to say that it has to be perfect. There is no one right or wrong way. So it doesn't have to be the whole beige aesthetic or the black and white thing, but it doesn't have to be, you know, colorful. Your branding can be whatever you want it to be, but it is important that you actually have it and that you find some kind of cohesion and some kind of consistency with it, especially as someone who is selling high ticket offers. And honestly, as a service provider, it's a must. And I feel like it's a must for service providers in particular, because as service providers, you pretty much get one go, right? Like when people are looking, like actively looking for a service provider, they are going to bounce to the next person if they don't trust you off the strength of your branding. And I know that I know that all this sounds really shallow, but it is human behavior. It is human psychology. People cannot help it. Like you literally cannot help looking at something and thinking to yourself, wow, this looks really cheap. And then if you see the price and it's not cheap, you're going to be like, wait, what? Like, it's just, it creates a cognitive dissonance. And that is just like basic human psychology. So it's really important that we just prioritize these things. And it's, again, why I really just like, I'd be going in about like, hey, you need a photo shoot. Like, if it's not, but once a year, you need a photo shoot. Like I'm quick to be like, hey, you need to do something with these colors, because it's just, they're not like visually, they're not working together. There's not enough contrast or whatever, right? Now I can get on a whole tangent about like the visuals, because like I'm a very visual person. But I'm gonna chill, because like, to be honest, my branding is not perfect, right? And I just wanna like raise my hand and say, like, my branding is not perfect, but it's where it needs to be for my price points. It's where it needs to be to articulate my brand, right? It's where it needs to be, and that's okay. So you're probably listening and your stuff is probably fine, right? And the same for you. This is just for like those one or two people maybe, or maybe there's more than one or two people that are just like, you know what? Yeah, I can see how my brand and my branding just doesn't match up. I can see how people aren't trusting me because my branding just looks like my toddler did this, right? And trust me, I've been there, because if you look at She's a Creative's branding, a toddler could have probably done that. I mean, I don't know. My toddler probably could have did that for me. And it's fine, right? We grow, we evolve, but don't listen to the lies. Don't believe the hype. Your brand does matter. You do need a website. You do need a sales page. You need something that gives people details and information, but also an opportunity for you to communicate the value, to communicate your brand message, to communicate your offer promise and all those different things. So those things are super, super important. All right, that's it for this episode. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.